Well, good morning. This is a segment that we add to the online service as Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, very similar to what we do in the church with the joys and the concerns and the prayers. And I usually always have something to say. I don't know why, but my wife said, "You ain't never quiet. You always got something to say." Well, on the online service, I kind of just let my mind go wild and stay connected to the Holy Spirit, and just chit-chat with you about anything, and then share some scriptures, and also share the hope that we have in Christ. It's a crazy world that we live in. There is all kinds of fear, all kinds of anxiety. You never know from day to day when you get up in the morning. It's good to have a new day, but it's just full of all kinds of stuff. I find myself weaning myself off a lot of the stuff since this COVID thing started, so that I don't get so many mixed messages. And I try to stay true to God's word and the hope that we have in Christ, the blessed hope. Now, Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. That's a joy. It's also a joy to know that he also told us in John that you're in the world, but you're not of the world. But while, this is my own paraphrase now, you're in the world, you are not of the world, but while you're there, Ralphie and people of God, you got to deal with this worldly stuff, but stay connected to the Lord and hang on to the promise that we have in God. And that fear and anxiety, I can tell you, it'll be there, but you can say what Jesus said when the devil tried to put fear and anxiety on him. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God." So when I get tempted from the crazy things of the law of the serpent, you know, that serpent, you know who he is? Ooh, yeah, that's the devil. He got a lot of names in scriptures, but he's still the same old devil. The scriptures are clear that he is the god of this world. But he don't know that his time is short. But those of you who studied the book of Revelation with us know his time is short. The Lord's coming soon. So hang on to the hope of eternal life. What a joy it is to be able to do these. And I want to share a couple of scriptures. Maybe one scripture. In Philippians chapter 4, familiar passage with all of us, I want to give you the scriptures 4 through 7. Chapter 4, 4 through 7. Chapter 4 in the New Living Translation, verse 7 says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all that you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and we ask to bless the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of your holy and precious word," from Paul in Philippians 4. You know that in this world we have conventional wisdom. And conventional wisdom preaches that security is having enough money to invest in, enough of money to have comfortable retirement, enough of insurance to cover any calamity, and we get a lot of calamities here in Florida with hurricanes and so forth, but you never think about the calamities that took place in the central part of the country and poor old Texas and some of the other places there dealt with a freeze that they hadn't ever seen before. But all these things are good, but they don't bring real peace and mind, because we have things like that still happens. We still lay awake and wonder sometimes what's happened if the market collapses. I've been through that. Or what we do if the spot of an x-ray is cancer. We're dealing with that now with Judy. It wasn't an x-ray that found it. It was a PET scan. But according to the passage here in Philippians, the primary result of prayer is not necessarily healing or miraculous provision, but peace. each one of us needs peace. So when you're feeling anxious and fear and insecurity, remember what Paul's encouragement was in Philippians. Pray about everything. That's the key. Trust God to guard your heart and mind with a supernatural, inexplicable peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Well, we're grateful that you all are part of the online service. Good things are happening in the world, a little bit of peace, so to speak. And Tallahassee Memorial reports that they don't have any COVID patients in the hospital. Now, that was Tuesday or Wednesday, so I don't know about now, but irregardless, they tell me, irregardless is not in the dictionary, preacher. Well, irregardless, there may be some change in them since that, but we do have light on the horizon with the vaccines and so many other things. And we thank you for the wonderful scientists and caregivers and doctors. And thank you for allowing us to work through this COVID thing together, because we do have hope that God will prevail. Amen. So I continue on to ask prayer for Judy as she's doing her treatment. She gets her second treatment now on the 24th of March. And after the first treatment, she had a couple good days, and then it was for almost a week. It was really rough with the pain and so forth. The doctor told her that after the first treatment, you're going to have some pain. But then we had a little bit of peace, and first 2 days after treatment, she felt pretty good. And then he said, well, what happened is that chemo starts attacking the tumor, and that's where the pain comes from. Now, they got it under control, and she's had some good days now, about five or six of them in a row, so we're grateful for that as she prepares to go for her next treatment. But the prognosis looks good. You see, we as people of God always have hope, and we're turning all of our cares over to the Lord and say, Lord, give us peace. I don't know of any of the announcements other than about not announcements, but prayers are all the same thing. But there's a lot of prayer requests on the bulletin, and you can click on the bulletin tab, and you'll be able to see the current bulletin with all the prayers, concerns, and everything that's on there. So keep our country in prayer, keep our military in prayer. You know, the whole world's crazy, so pray for the whole world. But we in America have some special needs, too, and prayer that our Constitution will be upheld and some of the craziness that are going on will be able to take care of. The Constitution and the amendment, so I can't think of the name now, not Constitution, that's important. Anyhow, keep it all in prayer. That's what I was going to say, is you see what God put together and helped with our founding fathers, that in the Constitution, we have the Bill of Rights. That's what I was thinking of. And what's interesting about this is that the Bill of Rights protect us from what the government can do. So the government gets out of whack with our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. We, the people, big letters across the top. We need to keep our leaders in prayer. We have a biblical mandate to do this, but we also need to keep them in line. It's just like the promises of Scripture with God. The Constitution was put together by men who were faithful to a lot of their different denominations, but most of them were godly men. And they put this together to help the people, we the people. God's given us Scripture to do the same thing. So we can be held accountable in Scripture, but we can also in Scripture keep other people accountable. And so I'm just rambling, but keep us in prayer as we go forward. I pray you're having a wonderful day, and we always hang on to the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer really in John 17, where Jesus was praying for us. But the Lord's Prayer that we commonly call the Lord's Prayer is the prayer that Jesus taught on the Mount of Olives. And it's a prayer, he said, that can be used as a model prayer for all of your prayers. So as you read the Scripture in the Lord's Prayer, you can see and you can kind of pick out what he's talking about. The first thing is to give God praise in heaven and on earth. So use it for a model prayer. But let's pray it together this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you in church sometime soon. The weather's good. We follow all the guidelines, and it was love to see you. But thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week. God bless.